This is Akashvani, the news read by Nithya Franco. The Election Commission has asked RJD leader and former Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Tejaswi Prasad Yadav to furnish details about the voter ID displayed by him at a press conference amid allegations of possessing two electors' photo identity cards. EPICS, the Electoral Registration Officer of the Diga Assembly Constituency in Bihar, stated that the voter ID card shown by Mr. Yadav at the press meet on Saturday was not issued by the Election Commission. The BJP has alleged that Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav has committed a crime by keeping two voter IDs, noting that his EPIC number he cited at a press conference was different from the one he officially carries. Briefing media in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra asked whether Mr. Yadav has presented wrong facts to the Election Commission.
सर्वोच्च नेता के हैं दो एपिक कार्ड तो कार्यकर्ता का हाल क्या होगा क्या इसीलिए ये एसआईआर से डरते हैं तो सोचिए आरजेडी के कांग्रेस के जो तमाम लोग आदि हो गए थे गुंडागर्दी के आधार पर वोट पाने के और चुनाव जीतने के क्या इन्होंने ये दो दो फर्जी वोटर कार्ड बना करके जो रखा हुआ था कहीं उनके पूरे खेल पे पानी तो नहीं फिर गया है.
The Deen Dayal Port Authority, Kandla, has commissioned India's first Make in India green hydrogen plant in the port sector at Kandla. The Port Authority said it is a powerful stride towards the net zero vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this is a commendable effort championing sustainability and powering the net zero vision. Ahead of Delhi Assembly monsoon session beginning from today, Delhi Assembly has become paperless. Union Minister of State for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal inaugurated the National E-Vidhan application NEVA and a 50 kilowatt rooftop solar power plant in the Delhi Assembly premises. Speaking at the inauguration, Mr. Meghwal hailed the initiative as a model for sustainable governance across India. He credited this remarkable progress, the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and praised Delhi's legislature for embodying this transformation where sustainability, self-reliance, and digital empowerment go hand in hand. Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. will be on a five-day state visit to India from today. He will be accompanied by First Lady Madam Luis Arnita Marcos and a high-level delegation including several cabinet ministers, other dignitaries and senior officials in addition to business representatives. This is the first visit of President Marcos to India since assumption of office of the President of the Philippines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar is to inaugurate the first edition of the BIMSTEC Traditional Music Festival at Bharat Mandapam today evening. Traditional vocalists and instrumentalists from seven member nations from India, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Myanmar, Nepal, Sri Lanka and Thailand will participate in the event. Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra has been suspended from both the Baltal and Pahalgam routes in Jammu and Kashmir. In a statement, Divisional Commissioner of Kashmir, Vijay Kumar Biduri, said that due to the recent heavy rains, critical repair and maintenance works are required on both the Baltal and Pahalgam routes. In cricket, the dramatic fifth and final test between India and England at the Oval will move on to the day five today, as bad light and eventual rain forced stumps to be taken early. And that's the end of this news bulletin.